Wow.
Home, 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 says Army veteran James Wallace. He's walking in the front door of his new apartment as his wife, Jamie Jones, comes in the back lugging a garbage bag full of clothes. Last night, they slept in a homeless shelter. Tonight, though, they'll be sleeping in their own bed.
And you guys are moving in when?
Today.
Today.
1 minute ago.
I've been crying, so I'm just excited.
A few weeks ago, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, joined a handful of places around the country that have declared victory in the battle to end homelessness among veterans. They met the standards set by the U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness. That doesn't mean that there aren't more homeless vets here or that there won't be more, but it does mean the community has built a system designed to ensure that homeless vets are quickly identified and offered housing. Andrea Kurtz of the Forsyth County United Way is director of the local commission on ending homelessness.
A lot of it is about building partnerships, building collaborations, and working together. And I think, particularly in social services, we talk a lot about people becoming self-reliant. But the truth of the matter is, the people in the world who are most successful, they aren't self-reliant. They are connected into a community, and they have a community of support behind them.
Creating that system meant pulling together a loose network of sometimes independent-minded charities, donors, government agencies, and employers. Winston-Salem's approach is part of a national shift to a policy called Housing First. It emphasizes getting homeless people into permanent housing quickly, rather than requiring them first to get treatment for issues that might have contributed to their homelessness, like substance abuse or mental illness. Terry Allabaugh is with the North Carolina Department of Military and Veterans Affairs.
There has been a shift from instead of let's build more shelters for veterans, let's focus on getting veterans into permanent housing. So just being clear about your goals has provided a lot for our communities.
Allabaugh says another big piece of the solution is the hundreds of millions of dollars in new funding that the federal government is spending to house homeless vets. That's helped Winston-Salem and other places, including Houston and Philadelphia, declare an end to veteran homelessness. And the successful places are becoming models not just for beating homelessness among veterans, but for doing it with a collaborative approach, even in cases where vets need transitional housing.
I got in trouble from alcohol, and next thing I know, I was couldn't hold a job. I was chronically homeless. I'd stay on people's couches, and that wouldn't last. They'd get tired of it.
You've probably heard stories before, like Robert Worley's. The Navy veteran caused so much trouble when he was drunk that he was fired from a carnival and even booted out of a space sleeping in a barn. But you probably haven't heard one of those stories turn into this.
I'm going to school. I'm going to Winston-Salem State to get my bachelor's degree in social work. I qualified for the Pell Grant and the student loans, and it's been working out pretty good.
After getting out of jail, where he'd been locked up on an old drunk driving charge, Worley ended up in a homeless shelter. There, he met the program director for a new transitional housing facility called Veterans Helping Veterans Heal. He steered Worley into an outpatient treatment program for substance abusers.
And that's probably what saved my life.
In 2013, Worley was able to move into VHVH, as it's called. The 24-bed facility is the product of collaboration. It was built with grants from the VA and BB&T Bank, and it's run with VA funding and local donations. VHVH counseled Worley on the skills he needs for living inside society rather than outside.
And I couldn't have never done it without Veterans Helping Veterans Heal, because I had security, I had a place to stay.
Now he's got a different place to stay, his own apartment, and big plans to become a VA social worker so he can help other veterans fit into society too. I'm Jay Price reporting.